Before we dive into today's discussion, we have a special resource just for you, a free ebook called Does It Make Sense to Believe in God? In today's world where faith is often labelled as outdated or irrational, this ebook takes a fresh look at the evidence for God. It features reflections from years of engaging with some of the world's leading atheists, like Richard Dawkins, and reveals why, after hearing every conceivable argument, our confidence in God's existence is stronger than ever. Download Does It Make Sense to Believe in God today for free at premierinsight.org/resources. That's premierinsight.org/resources. Now, let's get started with today's show.
Bringing the Word to Life, the Bible in a Year.
Joshua 19-20. The second lot came out for the tribe of Simeon according to its clans. Their inheritance lay within the territory of Judah. It included Beersheba, or Sheba, Molada, Hazir-Shual, Bela, Ezim, El-Tolad, Bethel, Horma, Ziklag, Beth-Makboth, Hazar-Susha, Beth-Laboath, Sherahan, 13 towns and their villages. Ain, Rimon, Ether and Ashan, 4 towns and their villages, and all the villages around these towns as far as Baal-Beer, Raman in the Negev. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the Simeonites, according to its clans. The inheritance of the Simeonites was taken from the share of Judah, because Judah's portion was more than they needed, so the Simeonites received their inheritance from within the territory of Judah. The third lot came up for Zebulun, according to its clans. The boundary of their inheritance went as far as Sarid. Going west, it ran to Marala, touched Dabesheth, and extended to the ravine near Jokneam. It turned east from Sarid toward the sunrise to the territory of Kiloth Tabor, and went on to Dabarath and up to Jephiah. Then it continued eastward to Garth Hepher and Eth Kazin. It came out at Rimon and turned towards Nea. There the boundary went around on the north to Hanathon, and ended at the valley of Ipath, El. Included were Kathath, Nahal, Shimron, Adalah, and Bethlehem. These were 12 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of Zebulun, according to its clans. The fourth lot came out for Issachar, according to its clans. Their territory included Jezreel, Kelshuoth, Shanim, Hapharaham, Shion, Anaharath, Rabith, Kishion, Ibiz, Remeth, Enganim, Enhadath, Belpaziz. The boundary touched Tabor, Shahazuma, Beth Shemesh, and ended at the Jordan. There were 16 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Issachar, according to its clans. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of Asher, according to its clans. Their territory included Helkath, Hali, Betan, Aksaf, Alamalik, Amad, and Mishal. On the west, the boundary touched Carmel and Shihor Labnath. It then turned east towards Beth Dagon, touched Zebulun and the valley of Ipta'el, and went north to Beth Emek, Nail, passing Kabul on the left. It went to Abon, Rehob, Haman, and Kanath, as far as Greater Sidon. The boundary then turned back toward Ramah and went to the fortified city of Tyre, turned towards Hosa, and came out at the Mediterranean Sea in the region of Aksib, Umah, Aphek, and Rehob. There were 22 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Asher, according to its clans. The sixth lot came out for Naphtali, according to its clans. Their boundary went from Heleph and the large tree in Zaninim, passing Adimi-Nekeb and Jabneel to Lakum, and ending at the Jordan. The boundary ran west through Asnoth Tabor and came out at Hakuk. It touched Zebulun on the south, Asher on the west, and the Jordan on the east. The fortified towns were Zedim, Zer, Hamath, Rakath, Zanereth, Adma, Ramah, Hazor, Kadesh, Edrei, Enhazor, Ayon, Migdal-el, Horem, Bethanath, and Beth-Shemesh. There were 19 towns and their villages. These towns and their villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Naphtali, according to its clan. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of Dan according to its clan. The territory of their inheritance included Zorah, Eshtaal, Il Shemesh, Shalabibin, Ajaelan, Ithla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Elteke, Gibbethon, Balath, Jehud, Beneberach, Gathrimon, Mijarkon, and Rakon, with the area facing Joppa. When the territory of the Danites was lost to them, they went up and attacked Leshem, took it, put it to the sword and occupied it. They settled in Leshem and named it Dan after their ancestor. These towns and villages were the inheritance of the tribe of Dan according to its clans. When they had finished dividing the land into its allotted portions, the Israelites gave Joshua, son of Nun, an inheritance among them, as the Lord had commanded. They gave him the town he asked for, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim. He built up the town and settled there. These are the territories that Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of the tribal clans of Israel assigned by lot at Shiloh in the presence of the Lord at the entrance of the tent of the meeting. And so they finished dividing the land. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Tell the Israelites to designate the cities of refuge as I instructed you through Moses, so that anyone who kills a person accidentally and unintentionally may flee there and find protection from the avenger of blood. When they flee to one of these cities, they are to stand in the entrance of the city gate and state their case before the elders of that city. Then the elders are to admit the fugitive into their city and provide a place to live among them. If the avenger for blood comes in pursuit, the elders must not surrender the fugitive, because the fugitive killed the neighbour unintentionally and without malice aforethought. They are to stay in that city until they have stood trial before the assembly and until the death of the high priest who is serving at that time. Then they may go back to their own home in the town from which they fled." So they set apart Kadesh in Galilee in the hill country of Naphtali, Shechem in the hill city of Ephraim, and Kiriath Araba, that is Hebron, in the hill country of Judah. East of the Jordan, on the other side of Jericho, they designated Bezir in the wilderness and the Plateau in the tribe of Reuben, Ramoth in Gilead in the tribe of Gad, and Golan in Bashan in the tribe of Manasseh. Any of the Israelites or any foreigner residing among them who killed someone accidentally could flee to these designated cities and not be killed by the avenger of blood prior to standing trial before the assembly. Proverbs 27. Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let someone else praise you, and not your own mouth, an outsider, and not your own lips. Sand is heavy and sand a burden, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. One who is full loathes honey from the comb, but to the hungry, even what is bitter tastes sweet. Like a bird that flees its nest is anyone who flees from home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantries of a friend springs from that heartfelt advice. Do not forsake your friend or a friend of your family, and do not go to your relative's house when disaster strikes you. Better a neighbour nearby than a relative far away. Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer anyone who treats me with contempt. The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty. Take the garment of one who puts up security for a stranger. Hold it in pledge if it is done for an outsider. For anyone loudly blesses their neighbour early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse. A quarrelsome wife is like the dripping of a leaky roof in a rainstorm. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or grasping oil with the hand. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. The one who guards a fig tree will eat its fruit, but whoever protects their master will be honoured. As water reflects the face, so one life reflects the heart. Death and destruction are never satisfied, and neither are human eyes. The crucible of silver and the furnace for gold, but people are tested by their praise. Though you grind a fool in a mortar, grinding them like grain with a pestle, you will not remove their folly from them. Be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds, for riches do not endure forever, and a crown is not secured for all generations. When the hay is removed and the new growth appears, and the grass from the hills is gathered in, the lambs will provide you with clothing, and the goats with the price of a field. You will have plenty of goat's milk to feed your family and to nourish your female servants.
For more resources to help you bring the Word to life, go to premier.org.uk/Bible.
This reading has been taken from the NIV Bible, Biblica, and is published by Hodder and Stoughton.